Com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Tonight, with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go first to Norman. He's listening to KGOE in Crescent City, California. Hey, Norman.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to address that one real quick. I have two things I want to speak about. But one is that guy that called a little while before about how you were whining and all of that. But, of course, you know, if you're going to bring up issues, you have to say certain things. And that's not whining. That's just bringing up issues.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the Vietnam War, they used to have this bumper sticker that said, America, love it or leave it.
They still have that bumper sticker.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that people with those bumper stickers are the ones that should leave because they don't love it. If they really loved it, they wouldn't allow the crime and everything taking place in our government to take place.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you love the place that you live in, then it only makes sense that you would want things to be better where you live, that you would want fewer people to be harmed who are innocent. And those are the things that I stand for. I want humans to interact with one another on a consensual basis, and I'm willing to stand up for it.
Yes, I love my country, too, and I'll be damned if I'm going to leave it to jerks like that.
Well, you know what? I'd just like to leave the United States. I don't love the United States. I love the ideas of freedom and liberty and people getting along and consensual activity between people. I love all of those things, but I don't love the federal government. I don't love what they do to people. I don't love war. I don't love killing. I don't love abuse. And that's, to me, the federal government is, you know, it's like an abusive person.
Well, that's the federal government.
Person.
Now, I grew up in a different age. I grew up in the 50s. I was born in the 40s, and it was a beautiful country at one time. And we did have open discussion between both parties, and that's when both parties actually worked together for the good of the country.
I'm not convinced that they were ever interested in your good. I'm not convinced.
Well,
he's claiming that
they worked together.
Insofar as they built, I went to quality public schools. I'm talking quality. We had janitorial service. The schools were immaculate. They were clean. They were. We had very good teachers. Teachers were respected in those days. But things have changed, and you grew up in a different world. And the thing is that I wanted to just. I think that there is a way to rectify a lot of the wrong that's been taken place. First of all, these people who are there, it's not Democrats, it's not Republicans. What it is it's corporate implants. These are the people in our Congress now have been put there. They've been selected. They were probably groomed and selected, probably even told long before they ever got to Washington, to the House of Representatives or to the Senate, that, you know, you're going to go in there, you're going to pose as a senator or you're going to pose as congressman, and you're going to get stuff done for us. And there's a way to detect these people. You are familiar, I think, maybe with that. It was called the Amish Amendment. It has nothing to do with the Amish. It was last month they voted 205 Democrats and Republicans who were good and cared about the interest of our country voted yes to limit the NSA from spying on us.
Yep, now, just about
the Amash Amendment, yes.
Amash, yes. And the 217, what I would call evil, Democrats and Republicans voted no, don't limit them, let them have at the American public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's one thing that could be done. Most of the representatives, their names can be found online. The roll call is online. You can go to the governor. I don't have it handy on me, but you can easily find it on the web.
Just search
roll call. You go to that site, and you find the names of the 217, list, you know, find the states that they're in, all alphabetized, and then you get five people to come in with you, okay? You get five good, solid friends, and you say, hey, look, let's go to their Facebook pages, because most of these Congress people have a Facebook page. Let's alert the people that come there. And our we'll leave comments. We'll be polite about it. But we'll alert them to what this congressperson has done to their Fourth Amendment. And we'll ask those people to join us and to tell via word of mouth their friends and ask them to commit to voting this representative out of office next year.
I like the idea. I think that's great activism.
I don't particularly think it's going to do anything.
Just a prediction.
Typical.
I think that there's lots of things that people can talk about doing. I think it has a better chance than most activism.
I appreciate where you're coming from, Norman. I get that you want to get rid of these guys. But the other 200 ones that voted against the NSA in that incident...
I don't trust half of them either.
I'm sure if you looked at their voting records, you'd find plenty of evil things that they did in favor of corporations,
well,
too.
And we'll take them as they come. We'll blow them away as they
I want nothing to do with any of them.
It's a way to get...
At the voting booth is what I mean.
But it's a way to parlay one's vote.
But Norman, your plan presumes there will be someone else worth voting for, and there's no evidence that would be the case.
Here's the thing. Okay, now this is just a suggestion, and probably I'm going to get, or you're going to get, a lot of people are going to really react against this. But I say... that it's time for I would love to see an alliance party where we try and locate the last few remaining good Democrats and Republicans and get them to agree to it. But in this case, to make it simple, rapid, and easy, when you go to the voting booth, what you do is you just vote peace and freedom.
I love peace, and I love freedom. Unfortunately, they don't appear on my ballot. Thank you for the call, Norman. I appreciate it, man. I do appreciate where he's coming from. But unfortunately, it's not those ideas aren't new. It's the same concept that comes. The only thing that's new is he brought up Facebook.
Well, I think
it's the same concept every 2 to 4 years.
But
as we gotta vote the bums out. That's what everybody always says, and all you ever get are more bums. Even if you do get to vote the bums out, of course, most people never vote the bums out. The incumbents are reelected at a 96%, 90% rate. It's a ridiculous plot that will never succeed because, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, political seats attract corrupt people. They attract the corruptible, and you'll never have any success. You're just going to keep spinning your wheels year in, year out, and I'm sorry, looking to politicians to save you from politics, looking to politicians to save you from the corruption of the state is just it's never going to work. Sorry.
I think that most activism doesn't work, including most of your activism, that getting out there and
fighting anybody.
You fight every day. That's what you do for this
not
all
fighting
the time
anybody. I was out last night protecting people, holding the police accountable.
Yeah.
Copblock.org is what
term,
I was doing last night.
Whatever term you want to.
Sorry, Mark, my activism is effective. When you can stop somebody from being arrested, that's having an effect on somebody.
Well, if you can get one politician unseated, then that's an effect, too. Let's go to the call.
Well,
we can have this conversation on a Monday night.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. Anyway, in New Hampshire, you might have the chance to actually unseat some bad politicians because in New Hampshire, you actually have very small political districts. It's a lot easier to run for a political election here. But if you think you're going to change Washington, D.C., keep trying.
If you think you're going to get freedom by fighting people, you're not going to get it.
I agree. You cannot get that.
Peace and freedom do not come from going out and hassling government bureaucrats and politicians.
Hassling? Well, I don't know what you mean by that. I wouldn't say saving people from getting parking tickets is hassling anybody, Mark. It's doing people a favor. People appreciate having parking tickets.
I'm glad you want that for your life. I don't want that interaction for my life.
Okay.
I am not peaceful or free when having those interactions, and neither are the majority of people who are doing it.
That's because you tend to get angry when somebody, you know, gets upset with you. You get angry about it. And that's your business, Mark. No one's saying you have to go out and rescue people from getting parking tickets. But to call that ineffective is insulting personally to me. It's insulting to every other person who's ever Robin Hooded and who's ever saved somebody from getting a parking ticket. So shame on you for doing that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. We will continue in moments with you and your thoughts. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We have a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on the site, we give it to you for free.
I'm really excited about a company. It's called ForcefieldEnergy.com. They've advertised on the program. They do pay for ad time. They do not pay for my endorsement. I have purchased this company, stock. I understand that it has risk. If you purchase this stock, you should understand that it has risk, too. But one of the reasons I'm excited about it is because they have a huge innovation in the area of organic Rankine cycle conversion units.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know anything about organic Rankine cycle conversion units, and I didn't either. But I do understand when somebody takes a leap forward in technology that that's going to give them a large portion of the market, especially if, you know, in this new era where people are concerned about environmental stuff and there's environmental regulations and things like that going on, this unit allows companies that, you know, were shooting 900-degree air and gases out of the smokestacks to convert that energy, that heat, into electricity. These organic Rankine conversion units allow them to do that with, you know, new technology that goes up all the way up to 900 degrees from the previous technology that went to 550, and they do it with environmentally friendly replacements. If you want to get on board with ForcefieldEnergy.com, just look up FNRG, and it's on the OTCQB exchange. It'll soon be on NASDAQ. I expect that to give a big boost to its price, too. It's currently at $5.20. Anybody can get FNRG there. I believe it's going to move up from there. But if you get the stock through the private placement, you can get it at $4. All you have to do is contact them, forcefieldenergy.com. You've got to have $25,000 to get into the private placement, and you've got to hold it for 6 months. Those are the two differences. But that's a big savings, $4 over $5.20. And you can put them in your IRA. There's also convertible notes if you want it. Forcefieldenergy.com. Click contact us to get in touch with them.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Ken is listening in Denver. Hey, Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing? First-time listener, just kind of floating through here. I usually listen to Deagle and Jones and stuff and everything, and I just kind of punched you guys in because you were, like, on the lineup. There were four of you instead of one of you, and I thought, okay, what's this all about? And I come in when that idiot was talking about three or four callers ago. If that is the state of the people who are in and around the United States, and that's what they're thinking, and that's the way we believe, or the way he believes, we are doomed.
Are you talking about the caller earlier who was calling us whiners and told us to go and find somewhere else to live?
Absolutely. 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 I mean, you know, I mean, my goodness, what? I just
it's frustrating.
I kind of search for a lot. I know I have to be careful about what I'm saying.
Yes, you do.
We will let you go in a second.
But I really have to, like, you know, get really aggressive here. And, you know, heaven forbid. And it's unfortunate. I mean, the sheeple are out there. They're running around. They're rampant. They're all over the place. And, you know, I mean, I've been awake for a long time. And, you know, I'm very careful about who I talk to, when I talk to them, and what I talk to them about. You know, just so that I don't cross a line. And so that I don't alienate people, because, I mean, you still have to have people in your life, but if you get too involved with it and start exposing a lot, then you get alienated away. And that's not necessarily good for you. I mean,
it's true. I mean, and Mark pointed out earlier that we were talking about the, what was it, the flag or the pledge? I forget. The pledge. Yeah, we were talking about the pledge and how it is basically straight up indoctrination and, you know, socialist brainwashing. But that can offend people, right? And unfortunately, when you're doing a talk radio show, you don't have the benefit of knowing your audience. You have no idea who just got in their car at the airport, put a key in the ignition, turned it on, and heard you talking about, you know, what you think about the Pledge of Allegiance. You don't know who's out there listening, so it's a totally different situation than speaking with loved ones or coworkers or whatever, and in which case you're making sense, because knowing your audience is an important thing when you're talking to somebody in real life, so you can talk to them about the issues that they're concerned with, show them what liberty's all about on those issues, and then, you know, help them see that from perspective that they can more easily accept from what they understand.
Well, guys, let me tell you this. I was living in Scottsdale, Arizona, and been down there for 6 years. I moved down there because my kids went off to college and all that stuff, and I was in Denver, and I got tired of the snow. So I went down and did that for a while. Then my son got married. I have a new granddaughter. And I've been trying to talk to my son about this stuff and going like, you know, are you really prepared for this? I mean, are you really understanding of who your government is and what's going on? And do you really understand what the banking system's all about, this, that, and the other? And, of course, you know, I'm getting kind of a cold shoulder. And I made a personal decision. And I thought, you know what, I can't do the direct mode. But what I need to do is I need to do the indirect mode. So I physically moved back to Denver. And, you know, I mean, I do all the things that allow me to take care of me and mine. I don't want to get off into all of that, but I do all those things. And I positioned myself in such a situation because the world is so stupid and so crazy, and because I understand that my son is, you know, off in La La Land corporate. I mean, he's a very accomplished college graduate, this, that, and the other.
Sometimes you just have to, you know, sometimes you just have to set an example and then let somebody come to you and say, hey, how come you're, you know, like this? Or why do you think this? And, you know, why are you so successful?
Yeah, you know, that ain't going to happen.
Well, thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not sure how well we were communicating there with Ken, but I totally I kind of understand where, at least I thought that he was coming from. You know, it can be hard to communicate the ideas that you think are important to a family member. And I don't know if we share Ken's ideas. I'm not sure what those were.
I don't know either. But I mean,
but
I think it's
hard.
It certainly there's difference in sharing ideas on the radio than sharing them with family members. But I think he's right. The best thing you can do is be in somebody's life, and at some point or another, the ideas go through osmosis if they're any good.
Well, right. I mean, I think that's not necessarily just true for family, but also in workplaces and other places where you're close with people, but maybe you don't want to just set them off by bringing up some sort of bombshell topic at the water cooler, so to speak. I mean, if that's what you're into, then you can do that. But sometimes it just makes sense to sort of stay back and listen to what it is that the people have to say. What are the issues that concern them? And then once you know that, then maybe you can offer some useful tidbit. Or better yet, if you wait and are patient, maybe they'll ask you, hey, what do you think about this? And then that's a good opportunity to give them a piece of your mind. 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here and bring up whatever you would like. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Black Saturday edition of the program. We take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features do include listening options, live streams, radio stations, satellite, so many other choices. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more about that. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Entering through those links means that Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you are buying, Free Talk Live will get a cut. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and to your thoughts. Jim is listening to WSJM in Michigan. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, you guys are talking about the government and how corrupt they are and how, you know, the people in power are put in by corporate America. And so how do we get rid of that, you know? I mean, how do we get rid of the lobbyists? How do we get rid of campaign contributions? Because, I mean, to me, that stuff doesn't feel like it makes it fair to the normal people like you and me.
I think it's a really huge challenge. When you're looking at talk radio, what Free Talk Live's been around for 10 years. What we used to say is, vote libertarian! But it's not much of a solution. I'm not saying that you shouldn't vote libertarian when you have the opportunity, but it's not much of a solution. Another idea we came up with was, The Free State Project. The Free State Project is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in order to have the maximum, an effect and create a government that's maximum role is protection of life, liberty, and property. And
it's working so far.
It's working. Well, I mean, there's progress there. And a lot of people don't want to pick up and move. I get that. It's difficult to come up with huge solutions.
Or they may not be libertarians, or liberty-minded. You can still be concerned with Congress and lobbyists and all those things without loving or caring about liberty. You can just have certain issues that you have. So I would say
it's inevitable.
I would say that the best way to deal with D.C. is to withdraw from it, to withdraw from it personally, to withdraw your consent, and to also encourage whatever state government people there are in your state to withdraw their state from the union as well, because there is no fixing D.C. There's just no way. It's too entrenched.
I've always thought that, too. I mean, I've always thought that, hey, the easiest way to do it is to, scrap it out and start from, from nothing. But how do you do that without creating chaos and all that,
Well, just by walking away isn't creating chaos. It's just saying, no more, we don't want to be part of this anymore. We're just going to leave. And then leaving the union. If they want to create chaos, then they could. I mean, they could always roll in tanks or drop bombs or, assassinate people or whatever. But, that's them creating the chaos, not you. You were just trying to peacefully go about your business and go on your way. But, I mean, realistically, there is nothing that can be done to change D.C. There's no amount of electing. There's no amount of lobbying. There's none of that because the political class is way too entrenched. And anybody that ever gets on the ballot to run for office in D.C., with a very few exceptions like Ron Paul, pretty much anybody that gets on the ballot is already owned lock, stock, and barrel by those very interests that you're looking to oppose. So D.C.
screwed. Why can't we outlaw campaign contributions? Why can't we outlaw lobbyists?
Because they won't do it.
Right. Well, it's like asking mafia. It's like asking mafia people to outlaw running numbers. That's what their gig is. That's how they do what they do. It's a government. It isn't a government by the people, for the people, of the people, or whatever. It's a government of the corrupt politicians. By the lobbyists for the corporations.
So none of these solutions.
If you actually had a politician who wanted to spend his own personal money to get elected, I guarantee you most of them probably wouldn't do it.
Ross Perot did it, actually, back in the
1990s. Did he say ninjas were after him when he did it, too?
I don't know. Maybe they were. But the point is, he was somebody who did it, and he stirred up the system so much that the Republicans and Democrats came up with these campaign rules.
I'm going
to committee for the debates or whatever they were called. Anyway, there used to be the debates used to be run by another organization, and then the Republicans and Democrats took it over. They teamed up and they came up with all these rules to keep third parties out from even having a discussion on a national stage. So the whole thing's the game's rigged from start to finish, and none of the solutions that I proposed are easy. But I would say secession is probably an easier solution than trying to change Washington D.C. And neither of them are particularly easy.
Best thing you can do is protect your money and your wealth from these crazy and insane, rapacious politicians, and wait.
Bitcoin, silver, gold.
Wait for them to consume themselves.
That's true. It won't last forever.
The United States government already has a GDP to debt ratio worse than what Greece does.
Yeah, it can't keep going on forever. Whether it happens in our lifetime or not is another question.
China can only give us so much money before they call on their debt.
There you go. Jim, thanks for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go.
Most of the debt isn't being bought by China. It's being bought by the Federal Reserve, which is essentially a quasi-governmental organization. So the government's buying its own money. That's what I'm talking about, eating itself.
Let's go to Barry listening in Idaho to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Mark and Ian. How are you guys doing?
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts, Barry.
Usually, I call in. End up talking about religion with you guys, but tonight I guess I'm in a different mood and I'm thinking about this hopeless malfunction we've got called the political system in our country. I think a good example of that is on a local level. For instance, here in Idaho, we have votes on school levies where, people vote for to increase the levy on your property tax. For instance, why does a person who has no property even have any
vote?
Even allowed to vote on raising property tax.
Well, I think that because when you rent, most people live in a domicile, and when you rent, you're actually paying, in most cases, you're paying the overhead involved in whatever unit you're in. But I think a better question is why is a person who doesn't have a child forced to pay for the education of other people's kids? Some would say that somehow or another, you know, all boats rising and this kind of thing, but when you've got a monopolistic system, and it is a monopolistic system because everybody has to pay, because everybody lives in a structure, those monopolistic systems tend to provide bad customer service, and they tend to make a product that's not as high a quality. They're terrible when it comes to innovation, and that's what we've got in the area of school these days. I've got a 5-year-old son. I live, you know, make a paycheck. The money that I spend, $3,000 a year or whatever it is in property taxes, could be spent on his education. The government of the town in which I live steals money from my kid in order to give it to other people's kids.
Barry, thanks for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Abel on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Hello, Abel.
Howdy.
Hey.
Good to hear from you guys.
We're hearing from you, but it's always
taking
nice.
The call.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Listen, you were guys were talking about the German family from with the homeschoolers.
Yeah, they were raided by the police.
Right. And they actually escaped to immigration, what do you call it when you're in trouble and you get out of the country.
Asylum. Yeah.
Asylum. There okay. we go. Yeah. And they were granted asylum. They moved into Tennessee. So it's a
wow.
U.S.
I think
issue
you're
now.
I think you're talking about a different family.
Is it a different family?
That, there's two German families. We read another story.
Yeah, the other family, the Romikis, I believe, or I'm sure I'm butchering that pronunciation. But, yeah, this is you are correct, Mark. This is a different family. This is not the one that has been granted asylum. But if they are, that sure would be nice. And, of course, reforming immigration policies would be a big help to that, and you know, or abolishing the idea of nations in the first place. Thanks, Abel. Appreciate it. More coming up at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for you and your thoughts. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll post the story about the German family on our Facebook page, so check there.
Business owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation! Protection! Success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Got a simple question for you.
can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments. Just enough time for your call and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday show, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a lot of archives, and they go back to late 2006. You may click and download at your leisure. And if you like the fact that we give all that stuff away at freetalklive.com, gosh, we sure would appreciate it if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to the AMP program. That money is then invested into the show to propagate more Free Talk Live to more radio stations, more internet connections, and beyond. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you may get signed up there and get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
If you need even more audio content than what is available at archives.freetalklive.com, there's another program you should check out, schoolsucksproject.com. On it, they discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. They talk about real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. At schoolsucksproject.com, you can go over there and check it out. They've got all kinds of activities available for you on their website, schoolsucksproject.com.
Let's go to Bruce in Charlottesville, Virginia, listening to WCHV. Hey, Bruce.
Hello there.
Welcome.
What I'm calling about is the whiner you had on earlier. That's the other people did not like him. He asked for you to go out there and give one example of where the government or the police have come on out there and infringed on the rights of the citizens here in this country.
Did he? I can't believe he asked that, but I'm sorry I even missed that.
Let me
lots of examples.
Bruce, quick question. Are you on a hands-free device?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm on a cell phone.
Very good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm out walking right now. Well, we had our incident in our town back in the fall, back in the last spring, excuse me, and where you had some UVA co-eds. They went out one night, and they went to a grocery store, and they purchased ice cream and sparkling water.
Sparkling water,
Sparkling water looked like it might be a beer. and they had ABC, alcohol control, beverage control people, thought they were purchasing alcohol illegally. And they came and they raided the car after they got into the car, shouting at them and telling them this and that, and they don't know what's going on when they have it.
Plain clothes.
Didn't one of the cops jump up on the hood of the girl's car at some point?
Yes. Right. And she went out there and bumped them off as she was trying to escape and successfully escape. And another officer drew a gun on them. And, and the driver was charged with a felony and spent the night in jail.
Wow.
And all this other stuff. And he gets the Commonwealth attorney. When he finally gets the Commonwealth attorney, he just took one look at all the evidence and he threw it out.
Yeah, as I understand, this was the beer police were also in plain clothes.
That's why they were trying to get away.
Plain clothes. I mean, they had a chance to approach them before they got to the car. They only had them like about 100-some feet chance to approach them and inspect their contents instead of waiting for them to get into the car.
I'm not okay with them inspecting anybody's content either. I mean, look, I get what you're saying, Bruce. This is terrible. It's a terrible story.
No, the stuff was open. It was not in a bag. It was in a little suitcase, like you saw a small bag of beer. I mean, you can look at it and tell, just walking up to it and tell real quick.
Well, there was another story
dark, but they didn't have any evidence in which to proceed anyway.
Well, it was just a fishing expedition, which is what the cops were doing last night. I was on a street in Keene last night with college students all over the place. This is like a street literally two streets down from the college. It is one of the biggest party streets in Keene, and me and some of the cop blockers were out there, and the cops were on bicycles with flashlights, and they would just bike down the street, and they'd shine their flashlights at everybody that they would go by and shine them at their hands, basically, to see if they could catch somebody with an open container of alcohol. Literally, these kids are going from, like, one house to another, walking in, and some of them, they took their beer with them. And so the cops are literally harassing people all night long and making arrests for this, arresting people for underage and just ticketing people for open container and sometimes both. And it's just nonstop. And, of course, I always was asking the police, who's the victim in this case? The police are the ones creating the victims. They're victimizing these poor college kids. And, of course, another fun question to ask the cops is, have you ever had a drink under the age of 21, officer? It's just ridiculous. Bruce, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the story. We did talk about that at the time that it occurred here on Free Talk Live.
And
college girls.
Joe Thomas is really on that. ABC situation there.
He's one of he's the program director of WCHV down there.
Right. With the beer police, the plainclothes beer police go start hassling people over sparkling water.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but it happens everywhere. And of course, these cops know. They're not stopping college students from drinking.
These people also weren't fired for this behavior.
No, of course not. Give them a badge or something like that. Give them a promotion. So the cops know they're not stopping college students from drinking. They're not stupid. But what they do know that they're doing also is it's a fundraising expedition. Every college student that gets stopped for an open container ordinance is another college student to run through the judicial system and then extract hundreds of dollars from fines because mommy and daddy don't want their son or daughter to have to deal with this. So they'll cut a check just to make it go away.
Well, a lot of the place that you are sort of accepted, but in some streets in Keene, New Hampshire, where some college students live, it can get really loud.
This is a loud street.
Well, yes, but this is a street that's entirely composed of college
students. Not true. The woman that lives across the street from the party house hates those kids. She sits out on her stoop and yells at them, and she'll yell at the cop blockers as they walk by. It's not true, Mark.
There's like one person. You're right. There's one cranky lady that lives in the midst
There's
of
more than one,
a
actually.
Whole bunch of houses that are almost entirely populated. The rest are businesses that do business during the day. This is a pretty sparse.
No, this is Winchester Court. It's a straight-up college row. There's no businesses.
College Row, yeah.
And no businesses there. It's all residential.
But then, I'm talking about Winchester Street.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's go back to Jeff listening to XM Satellite Radio. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I just wanted to say your guys' Cop Blocking program is awesome and inspiring.
Hey, thanks, man. You can go to copblock.org to learn more about that. And if you want to see some of the stuff that goes on in Keene, there's also keenecopblock.org. We got a good crew out here. But what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm going to have to go check that out for sure. I just wanted to mention, one of your previous callers asked if you believe in the Illuminati, Rothschild, Zionism, the power elite, and you said, what do you mean, do I believe? And I felt your sentiment when you said that. Because it's like asking an Amish person if they believe in electricity. And these are unseen forces that govern the world that they rejected and refused, and they refused to acknowledge the validity of electricity. And at this point, we are at the point where we are coming to understand these unseen forces that govern our world. And once we study them enough to where we can manage them and it empowers us, then we will be able to use it like electricity. But the Amish called anyone who talked about that a heretic, said you're possessed by the devil. And these days they call you conspiracy theorists and say you're being influenced by the Internet.
Well, there's there's a lot of conspiracy theory out there. All you have to do is listen to any talk radio show, and they'll say that the Republicans or the Democrats or whomever is conspiring against whatever. Conspiracy theories all out there. So I think that this term conspiracy theorist can often be used as a pejorative. I don't know who's in charge. You know, at one point it was the Illuminati. Now it's the Bilderbergers. Maybe it was the Trilateral Commission. I mean, you know, maybe it's the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know. The stories tend to change. Some people believe it's an alien race of lizards. People that shapeshift, and some of the people that believe it's shapeshifting lizards believe that those shapeshifting lizards are in fact Jews. You know, whatever. There's all kinds of crazy stories out there. But one thing I know for certain is the NSA spies on our on people's emails, their telephone calls, and those kind of things. And they don't want my emails and telephone calls. They want the emails and telephone calls of movers and shakers like judges, politicians, and big businessmen. And once they have enough politicians in their pocket, because when you know the mistresses and the secret bank accounts and all that information, you've got somebody by the short ones. Once you have enough politicians in your pocket, you are the power elite.
Yeah, I think that there are different groups, right? So, yeah, maybe there is the Illuminati or the Skull and Bones or whatever, but there is also probably other groups of elites in other areas of the world, and they're all probably fighting with each other. You know, they're not all on the same team necessarily. And these are all things that we can never know for sure about. There are interesting speculations out there, and you got to be careful because it's a scary rabbit hole that people can go down and never come out of, this world of the conspiracy theory. But, yes, there are people that want to control you. Who are they? Well, some of them you may never know their identity, and it really doesn't matter, because what matters is what you do about the people that want to control you. Do you allow them to? Do you do what they tell you, or do you refuse, and do you stand up for your liberty? And if you are willing to stand up, then it really doesn't matter who the people are at the top. It just matters what you do and whether you have the integrity to stand up for your freedoms and the freedoms of others. And, Jeff, thanks. And drive safe out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'll be going out and doing some cop blocking at a police DUI checkpoint here. So hopefully I'll see you on Monday. Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.